I had an interesting experience this morning as I was preparing for the service. I thought it was very timely, so I wanted to share it with you. Got into a habit a few years ago. I read St. John Chrysostom said that before you go to the next service, it's a good thing to read the passages that are for the upcoming service. You get familiar with them so that you kind of know what's being said when the service actually happens. I did that this morning. I got halfway through it, and I did the epistles, and I thought to myself, you know what? I never check out the prokeimenon for the epistles. I never look at the psalm verses that go with that. I did that this morning, and I thought it was very timely when you take into consideration the fact that for the past few weeks we've been having the discussions for our stewardship drive, where several weeks ago Father Nicholas shared the principles and the practice of tithing from the Bible, and then a couple of weeks ago I shared our actual practice and our potential as a tithing community at St. Nicholas. And then last week, Father gave a short talk that said that he was giving out the pledge cards. He's asking us all to return those with our pledges and, you know, to make a bow to the Lord, basically, and that we could do our budget according to that. Well, what struck me as timely about it when I read the prokeimenon verse was today, the first verse that I chanted was from Psalm 75, verse 10. And that verse was, make your vows and pay them to the Lord. I thought, wow, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what we've been pushing. You know, so I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So I decided to look up the patristic commentaries that I had in regards to that. And if I was surprised that the prokeimenon verse matched so perfectly that Father today was going to re-announce, you know, let's get the pledge cards in, let's make our vows to the Lord and pay them. So I was just like, wow, this is kind of divine timing. But that surprised me. But then I was astonished when I read the commentary on that psalm verse by Blessed Augustine. And I just read it this morning, so I haven't memorized it yet, so I have to read it out loud. So, commenting on the 75:10, which is make your vows to the Lord and pay them, he says, and this, the reason this was so astonishing to me was it's exactly what Father's been saying to us. You know, he's more patristic than he knows. he's been telling us as a pastor. He's been telling us that it's important to honor the practice of tithing as Christians, and as our pastor, he's encouraging us, you know, to make a tithe, you know, even if it's a widow's mite, even if it's something little, make a tithe and promise to do that and keep that commitment. And it's better to do a nickel a month than it is to do nothing a month because of the spiritual discipline that it inculcates in our lives. Well, with that in the back of my mind, I read what Blessed Augustine had to say about make your vows and pay them to the Lord. And he said, quoting Father Seraphim, let each man vow what he is able and pay it. Do not vow and not pay, but let every man vow and pay what he can. Do not be slow to vow, for you will accomplish the vows by powers not your own. You will fail if you rely on yourselves, but if you rely on him to whom you vow, you will be safe to pay. And then he goes on, very long commentary the way Augustine does, but he goes on to say that basically as Christians we have all vowed something just by being Christians. We vowed the basics. We vowed, don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Keep the commandments. Those are the vows that we all have made as Christians. But then he says there's a second level of making vows. There's a second level to grow into. And that's when you vow something extra. Like you open up your home to visitors to entertain them for the Lord's sake. Or you go, you feed the hungry in soup kitchens. You do things like that. And that's exactly what we're asking y'all to do with the stewardship drive, is to make that extra vow and help us to extend the kingdom's work. Because the second verse of the prokeimenon today said, in Judea God is known, in Israel his name is great. And that kind of, you know, ties into the first verse of the prokeimenon, which, you know, we're the spiritual Israel here. And we know the Lord. Like it says in Baruch chapter 4, verse 4, blessed are we, or blessed are you, O Israel, because what pleases the Lord has been made known to us. So we know that what we have to offer here is something great. So with that in mind, please get your pledge cards in and make a vow, even if it's a little widow's mite, and pay them to the Lord as the verse said today. So.